It is just past 8:08 in the morning. You're listening to Upfront. I'm Brian Edwards-Tiegert.
And I'm Antonia Yuhas. We go to the polls on Tuesday, and most voters agree that the outcome for the midterm elections are very important. Beyond that, there's not a lot of agreement, particularly between Republicans and Democrats. To dig into what's driving people to the polls, the issues of most importance, we are joined today by Alec Tyson. He is senior researcher at Pew Research Center, a nonpartisan fact tank that conducts public opinion polling at pewresearch.org. Thanks for joining us today, Alec.
Glad to be here.
So the title of the report is A Little Partisan Agreement on the Pressing Problems Facing the U.S. I was pretty shocked to see the extreme divergence in what registered voters are placing as the most important issue to them between Democrats and Republicans. Can you give us some of the bullet points of those differences outlined in this report?
Sure. That really is the main finding, is that not only do Republicans and Democrats disagree over policy preferences, today they even disagree over what important issues are, or what are problems facing the nation. Perhaps just one example, and there are many that we can talk through, is climate change. 72% of Democratic voters say that climate change is a very big problem for the country today. Just 11% of Republican voters say the same. And we see differences of that enormous magnitude on many issues, including immigration, gun violence. And there are a handful of bipartisan issues, but by and large, there are just big gulfs between Republican voters and Democratic voters see as the most important issues in the country today.
One we're certainly hearing reflected clearly in the rhetoric of the president of the United States is the issue of illegal immigration. Ranked the highest national problem out of 18 issues by Republicans, the lowest of 18 issues by Democrats.
Yeah, really remarkable. And you can see that rank and file Republicans, this is a concern from them. The president's rhetoric is resonating with them, and it's at the front of their agenda, illegal immigration. And certainly you can see it in the run-up to the election in these final weeks, a point of emphasis for the president in his rallies and his rhetoric. And for Democrats, as you say, they don't see illegal immigration as a pressing problem. Now, if you ask them about if you ask the question slightly differently and ask about the treatment of immigrants currently in the country here illegally, Democrats, you get just the reverse. Democrats say that is a big problem, a big issue, and Republicans say that that's less of a concern for them.
You also see striking differences in what Democrats rank as issues of concern, including how minorities are treated by the criminal justice system, the rich-poor gap, gun violence and racism. And these are viewed by big problems by only a third of Republicans. So across the board on those issues as well.
Yeah, these questions of social justice or racism or the criminal justice system, these have been concerns among the constituents of the Democratic Party, and they really haven't resonated to this point among Republicans. And as you point out, those are where you see some of the biggest divides, is over questions of racial equality in the criminal justice system.
Another issue that was raised that I thought was very interesting is that one of the things that we're often told about Trump voters is that they were the economically left behind. But when you look at the issues of concern, and at least among Republicans overall, issues of jobs, economic security are not being reflected in the issues of greatest concern to them.
That's right. And there's a few possible explanations for this. One is that we know Republicans think the economy is very strong right now. So part of the reason why these issues may not resonate highly with Republicans is because they think the situation is pretty good, that there isn't necessarily an issue with the job situation. Of course, unemployment is quite low nationally and within states. So part of the explanation here may be that Republicans think that things are pretty good, and therefore these issues aren't at the top of their priority list.
Alec Tyson, talk about the trends. Is there a general increase in the gap between what Democrats and Republicans consider priority issues?
Yeah, and it's a really interesting question. Some of these items we've asked for the first time on this survey. But we know from work that we've been doing from several years here around this idea of political polarization that Republicans and Democrats have been growing further apart in terms of their basic values and beliefs for some time now. And as that process has occurred, there's also been a growing gulf in their priorities. So yes, these gaps are bigger on many issues than they used to be. And it's related to the fact that the parties are shifting away from one another in terms of their basic attitudes on many policy questions.
Right, but I want to ask you about an important distinction. Can mm-hmm. you tell the difference between people changing their beliefs and priorities and people changing their party affiliation to reflect their beliefs and priorities? In other words, is it an ideological shift or is it a question of people sorting into parties?
Yeah, in the answer to that question, it's a good one, is both. We've seen both that the political parties have been reshaping. Differences along age and educational lines are more pronounced today than they were 10 or 15 years ago. But we also have the ability, and we use actually a panel where we return to the same people to ask them questions over time to know this for certain. We also see partisans changing their minds over time. And it's really the combination of both factors that's contributing to these larger gulfs. But it's important to point out, as you do, that some of this is people shifting their party affiliation, but much of it is also just existing partisans changing their views.
And then this survey was taken during the height of the hearings against Judge Kavanaugh and the accusations brought forward by several accusers, including Christine Blasey Ford. And one thing, the findings that I thought was very interesting, that the shares viewing sexism, who replied, as a very big problem, were little changed over the field period of the survey, but the shares of women who backed Democratic candidates saying that sexism is a serious problem rose from 53% in interviews to 61%, but there was little change in the views of men, Democratic or Republican women, over this period. Can you expand a little bit on that?
Yeah, well, you have it just right. And it really was notable that the impact of the Kavanaugh hearings in terms of seeing sexism as a very big problem for the country seemed to be concentrated among women more so than among men or among male Republicans. And it's hard to say today that the Kavanaugh hearings were such an intense moment, but already just about a month or so later, you do wonder, has that effect persisted or has it perhaps waned somewhat? But a really interesting finding that you do highlight here.
And then also we touched on this a bit, but that several issues that majority of Republican voters say are either small problems or not problems at all, including the treatment of people in the U.S. illegally, job opportunities for all Americans, how minorities are treated by the criminal justice system, and sexism, and that these were issues that ranked very high among Democrats of issues of concern. And then just getting at, again, the issue that Brian had raised, how more distinctive these differences are in this poll from previous polling. On these issues, are you seeing a divergence as well from previous polling?
Yeah, well, we've known for a number of years that Republicans and Democrats have different agendas, and part of having different agendas is seeing different priorities. And I think this current report is consistent with that. I think that the emphasis on immigration is a good one, and maybe we can return to that. If you ask about the way immigrants who are currently in the country illegally, how they're being treated, 57% of Democrats say that's a very big problem for the country today. Just 15% of Republicans say it's a very big problem in the country today. But Republicans are concerned about immigration as well. They're just more concerned about illegal immigration. So if you ask about the importance of illegal immigration, 75% of Republicans say that's a very big problem. Just 19% of Democrats say the same. So I think immigration is a great example of how it's the issue itself in its broadest terms is important to both Republicans and Democrats, but they have much different points of emphasis based on their own policy views and their views of the issue itself.
But aren't those really two different issues? I mean, it's one thing to say both parties agree not enough people have health care and the price of health care is a problem, but they have radically different proposals to solve it. It's another thing to say one party thinks immigrants are the issue, another party thinks the treatment of immigrants are an issue. Those are two different issue sets. They just have the same word in them.
I think that's the point, is we asked those two, we parsed those questions differently because we suspected that the umbrella term of immigration was actually capturing two really different sentiments. And that's why in our survey, we asked about the two dynamics separately. So I think they're both in the immigration realm. I think you can acknowledge that. But they are very specific. They're very different in terms of their nature. And that was the point of the survey, to show that the priorities of Republicans and Democrats are very different when it comes to, when you give them specific options around the topic of immigration.
Right. Of course, that is a critical decision distinction. The whole point is that Republicans are saying it is illegal immigrants that we are deeply, deeply concerned about. And then on the issue of climate change, the issue of climate change seems to have risen again for Democrats, becoming so healthcare the number one issue for Democrats and climate change the number two issue identified by Democrats.
Yes, that's right. Climate has been a concern for Democrats just about any way you ask it. It's been an emerging concern over the past decade. 10 years ago or so, there wasn't much difference between Republicans and Democrats in terms of their level of concern about climate change. And that's really just changed over the past decade as it's become much more salient for Democrats and really has not risen in priority for Republicans.
And that's overall, it hasn't risen for Republicans? Or is it, I've seen some polls that have shown that among a sort of core group of conservative Republicans, it may not be shifting, but that overall it has increased.
Yeah, there's been some modest movement. I mean, any party is a coalition of distinct groups, and there are some really staunch conservative Republicans for whom climate change hasn't moved at all, and if anything, it may have moved down in a reaction to some of the rhetoric and an emphasis it's received from other members of society. But you're right, there are some subsets of Republicans for whom climate change has inched up. In the aggregate, any trend movement among all Republicans has been fairly modest, but perhaps in the direction of slightly more concern about climate change.
All right, I'm afraid that's all that we have time for. I encourage everyone to take a look at this polling. It's extremely informative, and I think it really highlights both what's driving people to the polls, but also the language that we're seeing from candidates who are also reading the same polling data and trying to draw out what they think are the biggest distinctions. And I think this issue in particular, this extreme concern on illegal immigration, really being reflected in the language of Donald Trump, and perhaps also then reflecting back on the issues that voters are saying concerns them. Our guest is Alec Tyson. He is senior researcher at Pew Center, a nonpartisan fact tank that conducts public opinion polling. If you want to learn more about the polling, the methodology, the findings, go to pewresearch.org. Thank you so much for being with us this morning, Alec.
Thanks for having me.